Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The mental health of America is on the decline. More Americans are committing suicide. The CDC suicide rate in the United States returned to a near record high in 2021. Final figures for the year show suicide was the 11th leading cause of death nationwide. The numbers were particularly grim for younger people. Suicide was the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 34 and fifth highest for people ages 35 to 54. If you or someone needs to talk, remember this simple phone number, 988. The U.S. government is calling the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider leak, but has yet found any suspects for a massive intelligence breach that has exposed sensitive U.S. information to the world via the Discord Internet platform. A federal appeals court late yesterday blocked a Texas judge's decision halting the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. The 2-to-1 ruling by a 3-judge panel means that for now, the drug is still available in the United States with several strict limitations. The Food and Drug Administration reports over the years, at least 22 women have died and thousands more have experienced serious complications after taking the abortion pill. Chairman Rupert Murdoch is expected to be called in to testify in the Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit.
The Fox Corporation chairman could be called to court in the $1.6 billion lawsuit against Fox as soon as Monday. Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in Delaware Superior Court. Opening statements are set for Monday, and Murdoch is likely to be second witness called. Dominion is suing Fox News for defamation, accusing the conservative cable network and several of its hosts of falsely claiming that Dominion's voting machines were rigged to steal the 2020 presidential election from former President Donald Trump. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former President Trump is expected in New York City today for a deposition by Democrat Attorney General Letitia James.
It comes roughly a week after his historic arraignment on criminal charges. James, a Democrat, filed a $250 million lawsuit against Trump and his company. The former president has called the investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. James has accused Trump and his company of misleading banks by misstating the value of many of his properties. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Senate Democrats will try to temporarily replace Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, on the Senate Judiciary Committee as she recovers from shingles. Feinstein is facing calls from lawmakers in her own party to resign as her illness has kept her out of the Senate for weeks, hampering the panel's ability to advance judicial nominations. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, has decided to go after the messenger after former President Trump called to defund the FBI and Department of Justice over corruption and politically motivated allegations. Schumer announced plans to introduce a resolution rejecting Trump's call to defund. The European Space Agency will launch a large probe to Jupiter to study some of the giant planet's most interesting moons. With a mass of 6 metric tons, the Jupiter Ice Moons Explorer, or JUICE, is the largest deep space mission launched by the European Space Agency. The launch has been postponed till tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and though, you know, the majority of America agrees that we're on the wrong track, so this isn't the wrong gospel, wrong church. We've got to get together here and agree on what this is all about. And as we've been saying time and again, this isn't about the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. This is about America. This is about our constitutional rights. That document that we've held dear, that document that, you know, that started the whole thing, is the genesis of this great American idea. And the problems we're having, you can, you know, look at all these issues we're dealing with. And what's happened is we've abandoned the principles, these first principles as enumerated in our Constitution, and we're reaping what we're sowing, and we've got to wake up to it. This breaking news that was received, and you may not have heard it, but Dianne Feinstein has finally decided to quit her job on the judicial committee. And she's been getting a lot of pressure. She's been out extensively, you know, due to shingles and some complications. And so now she has asked Chuck Schumer to replace her on said committee, says that she will continue her other duties, her other senatorial duties, as long as she can. And but we didn't hear anything more than she was just going to resign and ask for a replacement. Temporarily, she said, in a role and on the judicial committee. So that's the latest there. With us right now is Reggie Littlejohn. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. We're going to be talking about the new Sovereignty Coalition campaign to prevent the surrender of America's freedom and sovereignty. Reggie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be back. I appreciate it.
Well, before we go there, again, you know, one of the things that's been coming up today is just how quickly things have moved. And you, as the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers here, you have been championing the cause for women. And here we are with the trans movement, that is catching us, I guess, a bit by storm. And when we think about the small percentage, I mean, you talk about the tail shaking the dog here. We're talking about less than 1%. And we saw what happened with Riley Gaines taking a stand against men competing against women. And, and states are losing their minds over this. They're passing laws to codify the acceptance of males participating in female sports, which is going to cause a lot of problems down the road, because what's going to happen, you know, when there are, there are state competitions where there's that conflict that exists, that males cannot participate in women competition.
Right. That's kind of outside of my area of expertise, but I mean, I would just say that as a former athlete in high school, mm-hmm. and college, I think it would be incredibly demoralizing to be competing against people who grew up as males and have all that musculature and are taller and stronger and everything else. So I think that this is, you know, a threat to female sports. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you on the spot and challenge your expertise, but I just believe, you know, as the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, I mean, this is a women's rights, civil rights issue, isn't it?
Well, it is, but Women's Rights Without Frontiers was established to fight forced abortion and the sex selective abortion of baby girls in China. Mm-hmm. So we don't really deal with, you know, the kinds of issues that that you're raising right now. So
okay.
I'm not even talking as the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. I'm talking as more or less, you know, just myself as a former athlete. And how demoralizing I think that would be.
Exactly. Well, I apologize, for bringing that up. I thought there was some relevance, but I appreciate your position on this. So, but let's talk about, what's happening with America's sovereignty, as it relates to any future pandemic and a backroom deal that, President Joe Biden is making with the WHO.
Okay. So this is the thing, Bill. As I just mentioned, I started out as advocating for women's rights in China. And because mm-hmm. I saw the way that totalitarianism and coercion works in China, I was very alarmed to see it coming to the United States through in many ways. But one of the ways is through the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. So the Chinese Communist Party basically has outsized influence. And some people would even say it runs the United Nations and the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm. And also the Biden administration is very heavily compromised, in my opinion, you know, with China. Mm-hmm. So we have these two agreements that are coming down from the World Health Organization. One is the amendment of the international health regulations. The other one's a new pandemic treaty, which they are not calling a treaty because they're trying to subvert the Senate treaty process.
Right.
These, if they are passed, will create a biomedical surveillance state in the United States that we will not be able to get out of once it's in place. And mm-hmm. so today, we're having a national day of action, asking everybody to either go in and visit your congressman or your senator because they're in their districts, mm-hmm. This week. Or call them to say that the United States needs to withdraw from the World Health Organization.
And that's the only way that we can avoid this, right, is withdrawing from the WHO because of what the Biden administration is trying to do in an end around of the process, right?
Right. So this is the thing, Bill. This is something that people really need to understand. So the World Health Organization is a supranational organization, and what that means is that there's 194 countries in it, and every country gets one vote. So our vote, the vote of the United States, doesn't count any more than the vote of the smallest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pass things in the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. it's called the World Health Assembly. It's every May, so it's going to be coming up like in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That become legally binding on us, and we only have one vote out of 194. Now, people can say, "Oh well, we don't need to worry about that because our Senate will never pass it." And here's the problem. Okay, number one, the Biden administration is not going to say, wait a minute, this has to go through our Senate. They are pushing these amendments. And Senator Ron Johnson, about 2 weeks ago now, mm-hmm. submitted an amendment in the Senate saying that anything that's agreed to at the WHO has to pass through the Senate, and the Senate voted it down. Straight down party lines.
Amazing.
So it was Democrats versus Republicans. And Senator Johnson tweeted out, "It's so sad to see the way that the Democrat Party doesn't care about our national sovereignty." But if these are passed, what will happen is the World Health Organization will go from being an advisory body, just giving us advice, mm-hmm. being a regulatory body,
exactly.
telling us what to do.
Unbelievable. So got to go to break. Let's talk more on the other side. Okay. More from Reggie after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Reggie Littlejohn is with us, and as she reported, you know, it's amazing. Down party line, the vote comes before the Senate to hold the WHO and any kind of agreement that could be done by this administration in check so that we would make sure that America's sovereignty is maintained, especially when it comes to a pandemic, and especially when it comes to the WHO, because we know what the WHO, how they failed not only America, but the world in the mishandling of the recent COVID pandemic. But now, because of their incompetence. And I say, the utter irresponsibility and lack of accountability for what for the deaths of 7 million people worldwide. And we're going to say, wow, you did such a great job. We want you to lead the way on any pandemic. And the dangerous thing, and I know that Reggie will address this, that this is only the beginning of us yielding our sovereignty and looking to the WHO as some unelected regulatory body controlling we the people. Right, Reggie?
Well, that's right. So let me just say something else that people will find, I think, a little shocking, okay? So everything you said is true, but listen to this in addition, all right? So on December 23rd of 2022, so at the very end of the last Congress before the Republicans took the House, all right, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, was passed. And we have to pass that because that's how we authorize our defense, right? But that act was 1,772 pages long, almost 2,000 pages long. And on page 950, snuck in there, was something that is called the International Pandemic Preparedness Act of 2022. And what that says is that basically it pre-approves any agreement by the World Health Organization. So it doesn't have to go through our Congress. It's been pre-approved because this is an act of Congress pre-approving it. So I'm begging your listeners, wake up. Don't think that our laws are going to save us. Don't think that our Congress is going to save us. Don't think that our Senate is going to save us. They're not going to save us. We're the only ones who can save ourselves. And so I'm asking you to go on sovereigntycoalition.org, sovereigntycoalition.org, and right there you can contact your congressional representatives today. So today is our National Day of Action. We're trying to get as many people as possible to call their congressional representatives and say, we need to withdraw from the WHO. And then if we get enough people and if there's a buzz in Congress, then next week we're going to have a press conference, hopefully on the triangle right there on Capitol Hill with congressional representatives saying, yes, we need to withdraw from the WHO.
When you're talking contacting our congressional representatives, it's the Senate that's going to make this decision, right? Or do we contact both our senators and our representatives?
Okay, the reason you need to contact both, okay, so there is a bill in the House of Representatives to withdraw from the WHO. Also, it's the House of Representatives that decides to defund the WHO. And that's what we also want to do is defund it.
Yes.
So they're the ones who, you know, hold the purse strings on that. But just so the listeners understand, okay, if these things pass in the way that they are currently proposed, the World Health Organization will have the authority to declare a pandemic or potential pandemic or any kind of a health concern inside of the United States without our consent. And they can do it just not just for people, but also there's something called One Health, which means they would also have authority over the health of animals, plants, the environment. It sets up a surveillance state, like it says, oh, for your health, for your own good, everybody has to have a digital health ID. Those digital health IDs provide the same platform as the China social credit system. It's a tool of complete surveillance. And then, listen, this is the kicker, and this would be a topic for an entire another show. Bill, but you combine those with what's known as a central bank digital currency, which the Biden administration is in the process of rolling out, which means that your money will be controlled by the federal government, that central bank digital currencies are programmable, meaning that the government can say what you can spend your money on and whether you can spend your money at all. So this, so that if you get out of line, like you and I are out of line right now.
Right, exactly.
We're out of line, all right? We're saying things are contrary to the WHO. They can sever you from your bank account and your credit card, just like what happened in Canada with the truckers. They
exactly.
And the people who donated, okay? Mm-hmm. And they can do that if you're not vaccinated. Like, let's say the WHO says you have to be vaccinated. That's how we're treating this, because they can call the shots. So it's like having Xi Jinping, the president of China, sitting in your doctor's office with you, all right? Mm-hmm. He's going to be telling your doctor what your doctor has to do, and if you don't do it, then you can end up getting severed from your bank account or quarantined or who knows what, okay? The WHO will be calling the shots, and China calls the shots of the WHO.
Exactly. And, of course, we saw what happened during the pandemic when social media came alongside the WHO. And Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, for example, if you said anything that was against the policies of the WHO, you were canceled and taken off platform.
I've been canceled. Okay, so yeah. I tweeted out that children, there should be no vaccine mandates for children. And that the COVID-19 vaccine should not be part of the childhood vaccination schedule. I was canceled off of that, and I still haven't been restored. I mean, I've appealed like 5 times. So if you're listening, so please, if you want to do me a favor,
right,
send a tweet to Elon Musk asking him to restore at Reggie Littlejohn, okay? I would really appreciate it. I don't know why I haven't been able to get back on.
Well, especially with some of the moves that Elon Musk has been making, this seems inconsistent. Something must be blocking it because, you know, he's reformed a lot there. And, you know, and because of him, you know, social media is really, you know, besides themselves, because he's bringing back the ability for us to be able to debate these things for the sake of, you know, our own intellect and the advancement of our society.
Right, except me.
yeah, unbelievable. I don't understand that.
I don't know what's going on there. So please, you know, just tweet to Elon Musk and restore Reggie Littlejohn. I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, let's liberate Reggie Littlejohn, okay?
Free
Reggie, that's it. Well, and as you say, what's so pernicious about this is that right now it starts, in health, but anything can be perceived as health, because they'll turn, you know, this climate change and the climate agenda into a health issue in a pandemic, right? I mean, it's a small step forward in that direction.
Like you said, anything can be considered a health issue. So it doesn't have to be like a human germ, like the coronavirus. It could be depression or racism or gun violence or climate change. I mean, basically it gives them the pretext to move in anywhere they want, anytime
exactly.
they want.
Without due process. Well, the due process is what they've done here in hiding this this law, this action in the NDAA that was passed, at the end of the year. Again, Reggie, let's appeal to everybody. Let's get on the phones. Let's activate your citizenry and protect our sovereignty. What do they do?
SovereigntyCoalition.org. That's SovereigntyCoalition.org. And please follow me on at Real Reggie Littlejohn on Getter. And
okay.
Get me back on Twitter, okay?
Yes, let's get her back on Twitter. But make those calls today to your representatives, your congressman, congresswoman, or whatever the case would be, and your senators. Make sure you make the call today and let them know that this cannot happen, that they need to, we need to defund the WHO, right? Step away.
Withdraw.
Exactly.
How would you
like
to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The U.S. government is calling the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider leak, but has yet found any suspects for a massive intelligence breach that has exposed sensitive U.S. information to the world via the Discord internet platform. A federal appeals court late yesterday blocked a Texas judge's decision halting the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. The 2-1 ruling by a 3-judge panel means that for now, the drug is still available in the United States with several strict limitations. The Food and Drug Administration reports over the years, at least 22 women have died and thousands more have experienced serious complications after taking the abortion pill. Today is officially National Scrabble Day. That's all C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Lance Pryor, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The Epic Times introduces Battlefields with stories written by military vets and first responders. We've got a four-toured veteran of the war in Afghanistan here to explain the importance of the new set of stories straight from the front lines and the home front. Join us as he reflects on what he and America lost in the aftermath of the Afghanistan war. Lieutenant Colonel retired Charles Faint joins us now. Colonel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for having me on the show, and thanks for that great intro.
Well, thank you for your service, Colonel, and I know that we're having to relive, and I don't know that it'll ever go away, what we saw in terms of the exit of Afghanistan. What a heartbreak to think of all the years invested, the American military, men and women that were lost, the people in Afghanistan. What was the final result, though the president said that in no way did he want Afghanistan to be another Saigon? Basically, what he produced is, in my estimation, was something even worse.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. We all knew the war had to end, but I think we ended it in the worst way we possibly could, and I think we're going to be paying the consequences of that for generations to come.
Yeah, we're paying for it now. I mean, we saw how Russia was emboldened, how China, you've got Iran, rattling their sabers as well. I mean, it's a very dangerous world in which we live in right now, where a former president is reluctantly using the N-word. He said there's two N-words you can't use, but one that was rarely used because we know what anything that spoke of any kind of nuclear bomb or nuclear right. weapons was, was mutual annihilation.
Absolutely right. So I think we're a good bit away from a nuclear conflict right now, but I do worry about things that are going on in the world. And, of course, we have no way of controlling what happens if something accidentally starts spiraling out of control. whether that's in Ukraine or with China and what they're doing towards Taiwan right now, the world's becoming a very scary place right before our eyes.
Well, and at a time when, in decades previous, we could rely on the United States as kind of being the sobering agent. And right now, we don't seem to have that sobering agent to come in to tell the kids to behave themselves and get back to their corners and let's play nice, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it seems like for a number of reasons that our enemies no longer fear us and our allies no longer respect us.
Right.
I was down in Honduras a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that we talked about at length, both at the embassy and with some of the folks I spoke with down there, was how something on the order of 8 out of 14 of the countries that still recognize Taiwan are in Central and South America is a pretty big deal. It's America's backyard. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days after I came back, I read on Fox News that Honduras has flipped and now don't recognize Taiwan anymore and are unapologetic about it. They're taking our money. They're taking China's money. And they're bending towards China politically. That's very dangerous for our country in the long run.
Well, look what happened this week with Macron and President Xi, right?
Yep.
So the dominoes are starting to fall, and not necessarily in our favor.
Absolutely right. And I worry far more about economic and political power directed against us than nuclear power. You can't ever discount nuclear weapons entirely because they are so destructive and potential to destroy whole civilizations. But I'm watching the power of the dollar wane. I'm seeing countries ganging up to try to get off the petrodollar and to move away from the U.S.-led economic order and political order. And I don't think many Americans realize what that's going to do to us economically and ultimately militarily when banks start failing wholesale, when people can't get their money out. When the dollar is no longer the dominant currency, it's going to be bad for us.
Well, exactly. I mean, since the 70s, what afforded the growth and expansion of capitalistic America was the petrodollar. And, with that in jeopardy, and China has picked no bones about it, there's already been some moves between Saudi Arabia and China to replace, and of course also with Russia as well, looking to replace the petrodollar, and China sees this as, a potential golden jewel for them.
Yes, absolutely right. And that's bad for our country, and it's bad for the future of our children, and I think that there is a window for us to do something about it, but I think we're distracted by a lot of things that we don't need to be, both domestically and overseas. And in the meantime, America's adversaries are taking note, and America's allies are also watching what's going on, and they're turning away from us and turning towards something else.
Yeah, they don't trust us, and you can't blame them because of what's happened. But this is, you know, this is a breakdown in leadership, Colonel, as you know, and you've studied this, you've lived it. It is so key. And right now, our leadership is very compromised.
It's really tough. And one of the reasons I retired from the Army when I did was because of the way Afghanistan ended. Mm-hmm. My experiences there were way different than a lot of my peers. I never lost any close friends. I lost some friends, but no close friends. I didn't have any close relationships with any Afghans. The nature of my work, most of the Afghans I dealt with were detainees or enemy forces. But still, it's hard to see that as anything other than a complete debacle. Like I mentioned before, we ended it in the worst way possible, and now we're in a worse position than we probably would have if we stuck it out a little bit longer and found a solution that didn't involve complete abandonment, complete collapse, and the turning over the enemy of some of the best equipment in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, as Donald Trump said, I mean, he had refurbished the military. The tanks, the planes that were left behind, the abandonment of Bagram.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how anybody could come up with that conclusion. And Colonel, look, I respect your position, and I'm glad that you're here to be able to talk about it, but I can't help but think of others like you that served our country in the military, in Afghanistan specifically. And even with Mike Pompeo, I saw an interview with him right after the president had made the announcement, and the State Department was saying how proud they were of the exit out of Afghanistan. and that they were ill prepared, that President Trump didn't give them the information that they needed, and the way the exit was executed was due to limited options that were given them because of the previous management.
I think of all the things that came out of the post-mortem of the Afghanistan war, the 12-page document that the White House recently produced was the worst possible thing they could have done. And it was hard to see that as anything other than a personal affront from my standpoint. In the military, we're taught to take responsibility. If you're in charge, take charge. President Trump wasn't in charge when Afghanistan fell. And, of course, yes, there was all kinds of things leading up to it. But at the end of the day, someone's got to take up and responsibility and say, hey, this is on me. Mm-hmm. And we got the opposite of that. And exactly. Reading through the document, it just didn't make sense logically. And I think I counted, it was something like President Trump or his administration was mentioned 14 times. Stop blaming President Trump. Mm-hmm. Not because he's President Trump, but because you own this mess. You own it now, yes. Biden administration. Cool. And any administration would have owned that. If President Trump was still in power and he didn't make the same decisions, which I don't think he would have, I'd be saying the same thing about him. Mm-hmm. But don't try to put this off on someone who's not in power and didn't make the decisions. And don't try to convince us who served there that what happened was inevitable, because it wasn't.
Yeah, and what does that say down line, you know, to military soldiers, down to the private, when you have the commander-in-chief escaping responsibility like this? This is a poor example.
So, of course, responsibility is ultimately his, but it's not his alone. There were a number of other folks who probably should have been held responsible for it, but they won't be.
Right.
And they never are. And I think if you look at the military's recruiting numbers, especially the Army right now, part of why it's still in the toilet in recruiting numbers is because of what happened in Afghanistan. And the thing that people don't want to talk about is the largest source, the biggest recruiter the military has is people who have been in the military and encourage other young folks to join. And my sense is, unscientifically, but certainly anecdotally, that a lot of us are telling people not to join right now.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. We've got to go to break, Colonel. We've got more from Charles Faint after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've been talking with Lieutenant Colonel retired Charles Fain. Served 27 years as an officer in the U.S. Army. During his time in uniform, he served 7 combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq while assigned to the 5th Special Forces Group, the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, and the Joint Special Operations Command. Colonel, I wanted to talk to you about battlefields, this great idea from Epic Times. Tell us how it came about.
Sure thing. So battlefields, our partnership between my company, the Havoc Journal, and Epoch Times, great partnership allowing us to tell the stories of America's veteran community and first responders. So the way this came about, Bill, I've owned a small but influential blog called the Havoc Journal, H-A-V-O-K, Havoc with a K. And we've been going strong in the veteran community, allowing people to tell their stories and experience the catharsis of seeing their thoughts on paper, getting it down, getting it out to the world. Because I think a lot of people in general, and vets specifically, think that they're going through something that no one else is, right, or no one else has. And to put it down in writing and get it out to the world and let people see it, react to it, is as a way of just helping people work through their issues. And the Epoch Times approached us through a mutual friend. There's a veteran advocate, fellow vet, a fellow Iraq vet named Boone Cutler, mm-hmm. who's very active in the veteran space. And he called me up and he was like, hey, man, these folks over at the Epoch Times want to get something going with veterans. And I know what you're doing with the Havoc Journal. Boone's been a partner of ours for a number of years. He said, we at least go talk to them. So I put on my best suit, and I got on the train, and I took it down to New York City. Had to sit down with some of the folks at Epoch Times. Seemed like we had a lot of overlapping values, and I really appreciated what they wanted to do for the veteran community, and Battlefields was born.
Well, you know, this is addresses directly what you and I were talking about, is that, you know, you come back from war, and we know that where we are in some sense, you know, we talked about recruitment, you know, less than 1% of America dons a military uniform. And right. I believe that's unfortunate. I served in the Marine Corps. Three of my, I was one of three brothers that served during Vietnam, and my dad in World War II. He was in the European theater with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. So we've had a history of service, and I say that from a sense that I would want, all my children to serve, to serve the country, because it was such a benefit. I mean, you have skin in the game at this point, and you appreciate what the flag represents. You appreciate what our Constitution represents. And I think so much of where we are right now has been lost in translation because the young kids have not served. And there is so much to be said about this, number one, but secondarily, and more importantly, for those that went, went to defend our country in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in other battles, they've got to get that out of them. They've got to be able to talk about it. And I think this was one of the biggest pains for people, especially during the Vietnam era, that they were told to shut up and they were discarded and disrespected. And what they were guilty of was answering the call that our president had put out.
That's absolutely right. And I think there are two big problems that the military can help serve. That they can help solve right now. The first one is there are a lot of young people who are angry, mm-hmm. that don't have a sense of direction, and that seem to genuinely hate America. And through the Army, I've been to many, many places in the world, certainly not all of them, but I've served in the Republic of Korea, I've served in the Philippines, spent some time in South America, and of course, numerous places across the Middle East and Europe. And I think America's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All faults considered, I mean, where else do you think that you'd have a better quality of life, that you'd have more rights and freedoms? If you think something in a place like that exists, you should go there. I would go there if I thought my family would have more freedoms and rights and economic prosperity. But I don't think such a place exists, certainly not for middle-class people like myself. So I think being in the military helps people see America how it truly is. There are plenty of things our country doesn't get right. I get that. Our country does things sometimes that we think only other countries do, but in the main, we get it right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that military service helps is the only genuine melting pot left in America. So even in colleges, which is where you used to send your children to go out and have experiences and meet lots of diverse people, to use that term, mm-hmm. you're seeing the college level, people are self-segregating into race and identity groups. And they're unwilling to engage meaningfully with people that have different thoughts or experiences than them. That's dangerous to our country. But in the military, as you know from having been in the Marine Corps, once you're in the barracks, it's just you.
Exactly.
And you're not going to have, in the all-volunteer force, certainly, you're not going to have those types of divisions, because you're going to find a way, especially in combat arms units, special operations units, you're going to find a way to get the job done because people's lives depend on it. And that makes a lot of other things a whole lot less important.
Exactly. And that's why we say on this show, Colonel, that it's not about being a Republican or a Democrat. It's about being an American. And this is right. What's reinforced in the military is you realize, what it is that you're serving and the ideals and what it's based on. I mean, our manifesto is our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. And I think that's something that a lot of folks in school don't spend a lot of time studying. Is our foundational documents and what it means and where our rights come from and who can bestow them. And it's not the government. Mm-hmm. The Bill of Rights restricts what the government can do. It's not telling us what we can do. It's telling government what they can't do. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. And I'm seeing a disturbing trend that was made even worse in the pandemic of people becoming more and more reliant on the government. The government mm-hmm. has its place. The government's right. helpful. I wouldn't want to live somewhere that didn't have a government. But the government causes more problems sometimes than it solves, and the individual is sovereign in our country and our way of life, and people should remember that.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that it is about the consent of the governed. It's the cumulative yep. intelligence of 330 million people. I find this to be the case that it always is more effective than, 400 and some elected officials. We need to get back to first principles and get back to the basics and realize the assets that are available to us. And for you being in a combat situation, position and being in the military, that's one of the things that you discern is the assets of the men that are there, that are with you, that are alongside, so you know what you can count on. In one of your recent articles, you reflect on General Colin Powell and Iraq. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, that was a fun piece to write. So in that piece that you just mentioned, Bill, I co-wrote that with my best friend, who's Mike Warnock. He lives outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Mike and I have been best friends since the eighth grade. Both our fathers were in the Joint Special Operations Command. And years later, when I came back to JSOC, Mike's dad was still there as a civilian. He ended up working for me, which is a very interesting relationship.
Unbelievable. So, oh, my gosh. That's
I
great.
Know, right? Can you imagine that? It's great. I knew this guy. I used to play basketball at his house. And now he's a worker for me as a civilian. But Mike Jr. and I both served in Iraq. I served three tours there with the Army. He served a tour with the Army and a tour with the Air Force as a nurse. So we had very different experiences there, but we both have very similar feelings about the lead-up to it. And we wrote this article right after the 20th anniversary of Colin Powell's now infamous speech in the UN advocating going to war based on weapons of mass destruction. And Colin Powell was catching a lot of crap from the veteran community. Some of it justified about his speech, but I had a slightly different perspective on it. And based on what we knew at the time, I don't think that his decision was necessarily a bad one, knowing what we knew at the time. For example, we knew Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction using against the Kurds and the Shiites.
Exactly.
Saddam Hussein himself was trying to make people think he had them as to threaten Iraq, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And plus, it just seems like something that dude would do. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that he made a bad decision necessarily at the time, but in hindsight, it was a terrible decision to go into Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of those things that, from my perspective, when you saw that the 9/11 terrorists came out of Afghanistan, it was like, okay, what were we trying to do? And maybe some strategist said, well, we'll draw them out of the hills of Afghanistan, bring them into the flatlands of Iraq. And it worked for a little bit, but then they figured out they were getting their butts kicked. So they went back to the mountains, right?
Well, the decision to go into Iraq, basic military strategy is don't fight a two-front war, even against a pretty crappy army. So we went in, we mopped the desert with the Iraqis. We did the same thing in the mountains to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in both locations. But we never got after the root causes of it, and we never took the war to where it was really being generated. The war in Afghanistan, of course, is being generated in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. The war in Iraq is being generated and funded and directed in Iran. Mm-hmm. We never did anything about that, so we're never going to be allowed to win. So we had a weird situation there where we're bouncing back and forth between those two countries, and we just never got it together politically to have the situation resolve itself in a way that was favorable to America. And people kept relying on the army, the military to do more and more. We weren't cut out for it.
Right.
And on top of complicating the bad decision to go into Iraq when we hadn't finished off Afghanistan were a couple of decisions that the government made, which was to de-bathify Iraq, which means if you had a job in the government, you had to be part of the Ba'ath Party. Mm-hmm. And we said anyone who was part of the Ba'ath Party couldn't be part of the new government.
Right.
Guess who knows how to run a city? All the people you just fired.
Exactly.
With those guys on the street, and then we disbanded the Iraqi army, which is the only thing holding the country together socially. So we put all those people on the street and then wonder why we had an insurgency that lasted.
Exactly.
Years or more.
Well, Colonel, we got to leave it there. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Fain has been our guest. Battlefields page, how can they find it and go to it?
Hey, Battlefield, they can just Google Battlefield Epoch Times, or they can go to the Epoch Times masthead, bottom right corner, Battlefield's link, take you right there. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Colonel. Take care.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me.